Wow, two whole episodes in 1 week. This is kind of unheard of. I think I've only done that once or twice more in the about, what, three and a half or 4 years that I've been attempting to maintain this podcast. I think I started in the fall of 2019, right before the Map of the Soul tour was announced. Anyway, if you're interested in hearing what I have to say about the send-off slash enlistment ceremony type, like behind the scenes, not really behind the scenes, like pre-send-off, I guess. The Bangtan bombs first of Namjoon and Tae, and then Jimin and Jungkook, and then Jin and Hobi, because I went back and I watched those on the same day. If you're interested in that, if you're interested in hearing me talk about buzz cuts and about Korean tradition with the passing of loved ones and just my overall feelings in general. While I try to validate every army for feeling what you feel through this time, through sending off BTS safely to the military, stick around and I'm happy to have you here. By the way, this episode was recorded on December 13th, 2023, and the ending is kind of funny. I said bye and I cut myself off. So, get ready for that and stay tuned. Enjoy, and I'm looking forward to many more chances to talk with you guys about BTS. All right, let's dive in. Hello, everyone. I'm just here to correct some mistakes that I made in earlier episodes this year. And in the August 25 or August 25th, 2023 episode called Rainy Days and Love Me Again that I posted, which if you listen to it in Spotify, you will be able to hear the fullness of both of those songs by V. And if you listen to it anywhere else, you'll only get to hear maybe up to 30 seconds of those clips. But in that episode, I had said that the dog used or the dog featured in the Rainy Days MV was Yontan, Tae's puppy or his dog. We know he's not a puppy age, but he once a puppy, always a puppy, right? So even if a dog is a senior, even if a dog is like middle-aged or teenagerish or anything like that, they're still a pup. They're still your baby. Anyway, that was not Yontan, and apparently Yontan couldn't make the trip, and I don't remember if that video was filmed in Spain or where it was filmed. But shortly after I recorded the episode, I was reading and I saw that it was not Yontan. And there were a whole bunch of armies that were saying, "You're not true army unless you recognize that that was not Tani." And I'm not going to give into that sort of thought. It doesn't matter. We all make mistakes. We're all human. Sometimes we're more in a hurry. Sometimes we just didn't realize that we could have looked into it a little bit further. Sometimes, we're just so excited about the MV or so excited to see Tae or excited to hear the music that we might not notice properly that that's really not his pet. That's not his boy. So I'm sorry for making that mistake and for recording that into my episode, calling him Tawny when he really wasn't. And it was just a different dog, and I forgot his name already. I believe it was shared out, but Tae came on a Weverse Live, or maybe he said it in a Weverse post that that was not his Tawny and that Tawny couldn't make the trip to be filmed wherever they had been on location. So they didn't, so they had to get a different pup for that. All right, and then the other correction I would like to make is it was, yeah, just in the recent episode that I shared the other day, this week. December 8th, I think it was. I can't remember. It was Monday. We're on Wednesday right now. This is Wednesday, December 13th, by the way. So it wasn't December 8th. It was like December 11th or something. I posted, I recorded, sorry, a podcast episode where I had said that Hobi left for his military enlistment in February 2022. That's also not true. It's a mistake. It was a slip of the tongue. I meant to say February 2023, so I do apologize for getting the year wrong when I was saying the date. And it was something where I was just kind of summarizing quickly the enlistment dates or when the members had left. And I do apologize. I do not recall the month or the week or the day when Yoongi left. And to me, in the recent podcast episode that I recorded about enlistment, to me, I was really trying to say that I'm not putting my life on hold because BTS did something major. I do put my hour on hold or my day on hold sometimes, like if they do something major. And here's a good example of that. When they do ticket sales for their tours, I put my life on hold. I put my day on hold so that I could try to secure some tickets. And when they did, let's see, when they did, was it Permission to Dance in the theater or was it Map of the Soul in the theater? It was Map of the Soul in the theater. I put a chunk of my day on hold so that I could dress up and I could do my eye makeup the way that I wanted with some purple. And I could, let's see, I designed a t-shirt that I could wear and I did my hair differently, whatever it was. Like, there are things that I will do to pause everything else that's going on in my life and I will devote my day or my several hours or several days of a week to BTS. But I'm not. Sorry, that's my cat's making noise. I'm not going to stop my life's progression of maintaining my income, my livelihood, my identity, my hobbies, and everything. Like, BTS are more than a hobby to me. They are a huge part of my life, but I'm not going to, make that decision where if they go to the military or if one of them gets sick, like they have announced at different times when they weren't feeling well or when they were tested positive for COVID-19, but they were all right and they were quarantined and they were recovering and they were under good medical care and that they were resting comfortably and that they were just fine and there was nothing to worry about. Like, those things are very important to me. I will pay attention to those. I will devote my time to those. But when they're leaving to the military, I'm not going to sit in my room or not leave my couch and cry for several days. I did cry. I cried multiple times. Today I cried when I was watching the Bangtan Bomb, and unfortunately, oh, and that was released, I believe, yesterday or this morning, of the members heading to their enlistment ceremony, like their initial first day on the site or wherever it is that they reported to. I cried several times, and I rewound it and watched it, and I cried again. And I'm not saying I'm not crying. I'm not saying I'm not sad. I'm not saying that I'm super glad that they're gone and that they're unavailable and that they can't be active as an artist or live their artist life or their young single adult life or whatever. I'm not saying that, and I'm not saying that anyone out there listening to me should be ashamed for crying or for feeling sad. I don't want you to feel ashamed. I don't want you to feel embarrassed. I don't want you to feel bad if you have been upset and emotional and sorrowful over this. If you have been crying, if you have been very depressed or down or worried or, preoccupied or unable to focus because of this, yeah, that's okay because you are definitely your own person and you are the only person in the world who knows exactly how you feel and the things that matter to you. You are the only one in this world who knows exactly what BTS is to you. There are thousands and millions of armies who can understand how you feel and who can relate to you because we feel very similarly, but your feelings are your own feelings and they are very, very important. They are essential because that's what makes you you. That's what makes your heart your heart. That's what makes it so that you know your heart is working if you are sad, if you are depressed, if you are worried, if you are lonely, if you miss them a lot, if you are aching, if the corners of the side of your eyes are like you can just feel. The emotion is tugging on the sides of your eyes and it's pulling those tears up. The tears come from, I don't know where they come from, but the emotion comes from the gut. That's where all of our organs are and that's where we store emotion. That's where we feel things. It's not just your heart or your mind that feels something. Your organs will store it and communicate because your body is all one machine, one one perfect, even if we're not perfect and we have health problems, but like ideally, the body is this perfect invention that works together when everything works together, when the blood and the oxygen and the cells and the muscles and the tissues and the bones and the ligaments and the organs and everything work together to make up this uniform that you are wearing. You are this uniform. You are this body plus your soul, your spirit that's inside your body, the thing that makes you alive. That when our heart is beating and our lungs are moving and we have what we need, brain activity and everything to keep us alive, we are alive. But then whenever the body stops working, completely shuts down, and the spirit leaves the body, that's still your body, but your spirit, wherever your spirit goes, I believe that it goes to a place where all the spirits go. And I believe actually that that place is not far from us. So I'm talking about this like in a spiritual sense, not in a religious sense, because I'm not teaching you something from my religion. I'm teaching you something from what I personally believe, that when our loved ones or even our pets pass, and they pass on, even if their body is buried in the ground or stored in a tomb or in a mausoleum or cremated, cremated, or the organs are donated for like reviving and helping and continuing the physical life of others who are on the waiting list to get organs to help them continue to thrive and survive and live well. Even after the person who passed away has donated their organs to someone else, which is a wonderful thing to do, by the way. Also, it's a very personal decision. But what I believe is that when you are separated from your body at death, you continue to live on somewhere. Your spirit is somewhere. And just like in Korean tradition, like when they're paying tribute to their ancestors or anyone in their lo of their loved ones in their family or their friends who have departed, who have passed away, they dress in the hanbok, and the women have the little bow in their hair, and the men have the white band on their sleeve, and they dress in black. They have this wonderful picture of the person who has passed away. And they have, I don't know, do they have candles or incense? They have many types of food, maybe some gifts. I'm not sure if they do gifts, if they do money. But they prepare food, and they will do it on the anniversary of that person's death, I think it is, every year. And then I've also read, I don't know how completely accurate this is, but that during these times when they are paying tribute and having the meal, and they invite the loved ones to the family home for the meal, and they're ready to serve this food and enjoy the food together and talk about their memories of the person who has passed, they open the door or the window or both, and they are expecting the soul or the spirit of the person who has passed away to enter and to visit and take some of the food and to be filled and to be well fed and to be well taken care of. And I think that's beautiful. And so how did I get on this? I was talking about our bodies. I was talking about, well, we are the person that we are. We have every legitimate and deserved reason to feel emotion that comes from our heart and our head, that comes from our soul. Anything that we feel in life, whether it's excitement or pain or regret or humiliation or like pride, being not pride like I'm proud, I'm better than you, I'm bragging, whatever, but like pride as in this is my pride and my joy, this is my project that I've made, or these are my children that I've had or created, or this is my lover or my spouse or my boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever it is that I am so proud of and fond of, and I love them and I want everyone else to see what I'm proud of or who I'm proud of. We're totally normal if we are feeling a mixture of different emotions at any time in our lives, whether we've found BTS or not, whether we are someone who even likes music or not, it doesn't matter. You have the feelings you have, and they are important, and your feelings are valid. And I want to make sure that in what I was saying in the last episode about the remaining four BTS members enlisting on Sunday, Monday, this week, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whatever days exactly that it was, I don't want to give you the message that I don't think that you are okay if you're sad about BTS enlisting. I'm also not trying to give the message that I'm glad they enlisted and they should have, and shame on them if they didn't, and we shouldn't be proud of them and whatever if they didn't enlist. All I was trying to say was to have a healthy mindset to send them off and to support them because they're going to serve anyway, unless they became exempt for whatever reason, whether it was a personal health issue or mental health issue, or that they had done significant things for their country, whether it was athletics or a piano scholarship or piano performance or some other thing like that, or invented something amazing. Whether they are exempt or not exempt, whether they serve in the military or not serve in the military, all I'm trying to say is, in order for us to be the best that we can be and be the healthiest and most whole and well-balanced version of who we are, it would be better for us to be supportive of the fact that they have enlisted and to not walk around using our energy and our time and our voices and our air, and our influence to complain about it and to bash the system and to constantly find fault with whoever it is or whatever it is that has made it so that BTS members had to go and enlist and serve their country. I took some screenshots from the Bangtan bomb that was today, and Namjoon, actually, I took the screenshots of when I went back after watching the one that was released this morning. I went back and watched Jin and Hobi's enlistment videos, and I thought I had it in here. It is definitely in here. Just give me a second. I've taken a lot of screenshots today. So this is J-Hope's entrance ceremony with BTS, and this one I don't have on the screenshot when exactly it was released, but it was in February 2023. I took a picture of when Jimin came to see Hobi. When he walked up to Hobi, he lost no time, no hesitation. He went right up to him and he wrapped both of his arms around Hobi and grabbed his hair and his head. Not his grabbing his hair. He grabbed his head and like held his head in both of his hands. And of course, it's like a rite of passage, I feel like, to like dread the hair getting buzzed off, but to also be excited about it. And then to notice how easily and how quickly you can wash your hair and wash up and clean up, and like how different a hat feels when it goes on your head and you don't have all that hair there. And then, like, it's just something that's so satisfying. What's the word? Tactile, where you touch a texture and it's so satisfying and you want your hands on it, right? We have all these sensors in our hands and in our fingertips. And so, what I'm seeing when I'm watching all of these videos is that the members just want to have their hands on the enlistees' hair, and they just want to be rubbing their hair and like touching it and patting it and rubbing it. And I would be doing the same thing, whether I'm a guy, whether I'm a girl, doesn't matter. I would be doing that to my own if I had buzzed hair. I would be doing that to my sisters, my friends, my brother. And so, I think that's just kind of been like something that, in the midst of all of this, with everyone's feelings of nervousness, possibly fear, regret, wish I don't have to go, I'm gonna miss my family, my friends, whatever it is, I think that the buzzed hair, if you can kind of stretch your mind a little bit more to think about this in this way, is kind of like a little tender mercy. It's kind of like a little blessing, a little friendly distraction from your feelings for just a couple moments, where you can just like you can feel connected to the other people who have already done it. You can feel connected to the people who have to do it. You can feel connected to everybody who's enlisting that day, who goes in with you, who's going to be serving before they let their hair get a little bit longer. I noticed that Hobi's hair is longer now. It is long enough to have a little bit of a bend and a little bit of a pathway to it where it's not just sticking straight up. So, moving on, I never thought I would talk so much about buzzed hair, but here we are. I love the different BTS personalities. They are so different from each other. There are some that will stand back and not hug right away, or they will come in and gently pat their their other members on the back or on their arm, or they'll greet them first, give them high five first, shake their hand first, or just stand back and smile or take pictures or comment on the weather, ask if they've eaten, ask if they've gotten any rest. Jimin came up to Hobie and hugged him. Excuse me, he hugged him right away. Had his hands on Hobie's head, just wrapped his arms around him. And so I took a picture of that, and I'm going to be posting that on my Twitter. Even though it's not Hobie's recent entrance into enlistment ceremony, it's the other members. But this was just something that I really wanted to say. This celebrates who Jimin is as a person. He loves without hesitation. He shows his emotions. He doesn't hold back very much. And so when he saw that Hobie was about ready to leave, he just wrapped his arms around him just like that. And then, you know, Namjoon, he waits a while and he keeps on saying, oh, I didn't know I was going to be this sad. Oh, I'm having such a hard time. I was so sad I drank last night. Oh, and just like he keeps on saying, oh, I'm just sad. I'm sad. Oh, but then here's Jimin smiling, going, have you had any sleep? And wrapping his arms around him. I'm not saying one way to behave or one way to respond is better than the other. It just shows how different they are. And I love that they're different. Another screenshot I took is Hobie saying, I'm fulfilling my duty. And then I took another one that says, as an able-bodied Korean man. That's so important. And if you think about it, if they weren't able-bodied, wouldn't we worry? Wouldn't we be also worried and possibly worried about them every single day for the rest of their lives? Being able-bodied means that you can walk, you can run, you can sit, stand, sleep, eat, feed yourself, clean yourself, you can speak, you can hear, you can understand commands and assignments and learn how to work with your team and the rest of people on your crew or in your group. Being able-bodied is so important. And there might be people right now who are listening to this who are not able-bodied. Being able-bodied means you can do things. You can function. You can probably drive a vehicle or operate different kinds of machinery or prepare meals or clean up. Like, all those things are so important as a person, as a human living. You've got to be doing those things. If you're able-bodied, you can do those things for yourself without asking someone to do it for you. So I am glad that all seven BTS members are able-bodied. And then he doesn't just say as an able-bodied person. He says as an able-bodied Korean man. So that's also important and significant because I am attracted to men, okay? So I am like, I can look at the most beautiful female in the world, whoever that is, because everybody, you know, can think different things about standards, beauty standards, or our preferences, or what attracts us to someone. I can look at beautiful women, or beautiful girls, or beautiful horses, or beautiful cats, dogs, anything, beautiful homes, beautiful jewels, beautiful clothing, beautiful artwork. I can look at that and I can feel attraction to it. But I feel attracted to men physically, right? It is because I have had this attraction to Asian men and specifically to Korean men mostly. I've been attracted to Japanese guys and also some Chinese guys. They're just really, really very attractive people in this world. And by the way, I want to put in a quick plug, not plug, but like a quick note. The TC Candler 100 Most Handsome Faces of 2023 is going to be released soon. I think is at the end of this year. It's either like December 20th, December 30th, January 1st or 2nd, something like that. But most, if not all, of the BTS members are usually in that. So you should watch that video on YouTube. Anyway. It's because I was attracted to an Asian man at a very young age that made me more interested in pursuing, learning about, and becoming aware of, and like exposed to Asian culture. And so, like, we love BTS. Would we love them as much if they were American white guys? or, you know, any other culture. They are the culture they are. They are Korean. They're proud of it. They're from South Korea. They're proud of it. They look the way they do because they are South Korean, because they have the heritage they have. So I just wanted to point out that when he says, I'm fulfilling my duty, yes, it's his duty. That's the law. He is not kicking against it. He is going for it. He is obeying. He's fulfilling his duty. He doesn't say, I'm sad. I hate this. I wish I didn't have to. Oh my goodness. Everybody was right when they said I should be exempt. Like, he's just saying, I'm fulfilling my duty as an able-bodied Korean man. So I just wanted to point that out, that we love J-Hope. We love all seven BTS members. We love the members of the Wooga Squad. We love Park Seo-joon. We love Park Hyung-sik. We love, what's his name? Choo-choo. My goodness. I know his Instagram handle, DNTRDL, something like that. What is his name? Woosheek, that's it. Sorry, I can't say the words right. Choi Woosheek. Okay, so we love him and we love Peak Boy. We love the other guys, like Ji Chang Wook is one of my favorite Korean male actors, and Yi Jong Suk, he's one of my favorites. And Cha Eun Woo, of course. Oh, stunning man. Oh, stunning, stunning man. Anyway, like, it's because of that. It's because of my very early attraction to Mr. Sulu on Star Trek, of all things. When I was in elementary school, that has, like, put this pattern in me, or this preference in me, to go toward the Asian culture. And now that I have, and I've met beautiful Korean people, not just the guys that I think are attractive, but other artists too, like IU. I love her. I love IU. She's so kind. She's talented. She's caring. She's gifted. She's thoughtful. She's sweet. She's giving. She has such a cute show on YouTube, IU's Palette. Check it out if you haven't seen it. And lots of other different people. But because of this is how I found BTS, is what I was trying to say. My path took me towards BTS because Asian culture and Asian features attract me. And so, like, a bee goes to flowers, and you know, a bee wants to make honey, and like moths go to light, or you know, different stuff like that. I am attracted, like a bee to flowers, to Korean culture, to Asian culture, and because I love BTS so much, then I have put more of my investment and my time into BTS and into Korean culture than any other countries. Group, you know, like any other country, any other people. So J-Hope also says, I'll be sure to make a safe return and be better than ever and greet you then. He's got a smile on his face. Then I watched Jin's enlistment video on YouTube, Bangtan Bomb. He says, go back, go. Like, he wants them to get out of the cold. They're all in their puffer coats, their hats, their earmuffs. they're all wearing masks, but Jin says, go. You don't need to be here. And Yoongi, I believe it is, although I can't see their mouths moving and I can't really hear because they're outside and there's some other noises. Who says it? You know, because his mouth is covered with his mask. But whoever it is says, this is a once in a lifetime thing. It won't happen twice. Like, we only get to witness this one time. We're seeing you off once, you know. And Jin's wearing this baseball cap. I can't see. It's got an alligator on it. I can't tell what brand that is. But he takes off the hat, or they take off the hat, and they got to rub his head and feel his buzz cut and all that stuff. And then I think it was in today's video when Tae and Namjoon were going. Jimin hadn't yet cut his hair for the first half of the video, but then it also showed footage from when Jimin and Jungkook went in and enlisted. It showed them walking with the rest of the people enlisting. It showed them doing their salute, and that's when I lost it. I'm not sure what I'm feeling exactly. It's not that I miss them, it is that I miss them, but it's not too, because I've never been able to be with them in person. I've never been able to see them in person. Of course, I miss them. We all miss them all the time. But I don't know what I'm feeling because I have this faith, I have this hope and belief that they're going to be well taken care of, that they're going to be well fed. I don't think every single active duty soldier, I don't think every active soldier, whatever, is fed well. And I know that it is not true that every soldier is treated well. And I know that people do really inappropriate things to others in the military. I know that some of the commanders, captains, sergeants, whatever it is, I know that they are unkind and very cruel to some of the people in the military. I don't believe any member of BTS is going to be treated cruelly during their time by anyone in their company. If they're treated cruelly, I think it would only be from people saying mean things about them. Possibly maybe someone who's jealous or who doesn't understand the hype or who wants to treat them like, oh, you're not so special, you're just like the rest of us. Like, maybe they might get that kind of, you know, response from some people or some reactions from some people around them, but I don't think that they're going to be mistreated. But I still miss them. So my tears, I'm not sure exactly what it is, because I've already said before, I'm used to seeing people go. I'm used to sending them off for 1.5 or 2 years or whatever. And I'm used to missing them, and I'm used to that idea, but this is just a little bit different for me. I'm not sure why. I feel like BTS is our family. Army and BTS, we are family, and I do rely on them a lot. And they cheer me up so much. So I just wanted to let you guys know that I understand a lot of what you're feeling and thinking. And it's okay to be sad, and it's okay to be worried, and it's okay to miss them. But if we can each have a very healthy outlook in the long run and continue being the best that we can be, it'll be much better for us and for BTS. I also took a screenshot of RM saying in Jin's enlistment video saying, it's sad. He says, it's sad, but this is everyone's duty. I'll get ready to follow. So I just wanted to share that with you guys because they've known this was coming for a long time. Wow, I've done 2 episodes in 1 week. This is cool. I have a lot to share. I have a lot to say. And it's not that I don't want to be posting and publishing podcast episodes regularly. It's just that I have 3 different jobs and I don't have a whole lot of time. So by the time I have free time, it's kind of like, okay, well, have I eaten today? If I haven't eaten today, I better go eat. Have I done my chores? Are there any dirty dishes around the sink? Let's go take care of that. Let's go take care of the laundry. Let's spend some time with my kitties. Let's, you know, and I'm trying to work on some business endeavors on the side so that I can let 1 or 2 of my other types of income go so that I can more focus on something that's creative. So when I'm not publishing episodes frequently or often or regularly, that's because I'm trying to upgrade or progress my life so that I can have better circumstances. And also when I feel like I've been blessed from my own efforts, trying to build a stronger and more, you know, sustainable income and lifestyle, I would love to share that past me and create some scholarship programs for women and young girls. And so since that is my goal and my dream, I'm trying to go for that. And that's why I don't come here regularly to talk about BTS and everything. But if you guys want to find me, I'm still in Twitter. The name is at KAETHOSTV. I call myself K online because I'm not sharing my real name out unless it's to people that I know pretty well. And probably most of the reason I'm like that is because I'm trying to keep this podcast and my inclusive feeling in being BTS Army. I'm trying to keep that to myself in my own circle and in real life. I mean, I'm not sharing it with my family. I'm not sharing it with my close friends. I'm not sharing it with anyone who doesn't appreciate and like BTS. So I'm not sharing my real name out because of that, and also because I've hinted in other episodes that I have, I got divorced, and I am no longer someone who wants to be connected to the person that I divorced, and so I'm not sharing my real name out for that reason as well, because I don't want to be searched up and found through my real name, because I don't want anyone to come towards me to start making my life like more difficult, just for the things that I'm sharing on this podcast. So you can call me Kay. It's K-A-E. That's how I'm spelling it because that's more of a Korean spelling instead of K-A-Y or something like that. And so if you are one of the people that I've met in real life, because I recently shared this in a Facebook group for BTS Army, I really wanted to say hi personally to you, that I'm thankful that you came here to give this podcast a chance and give it a listen and see if there's anything that we can relate to and somehow try to raise each other up and cheer each other on, because, you know, we all just love these guys so much. So thank you so much for coming to listen to Begin the Search today. I thought this was going to be about 5 minutes long, and it ended up being over half an hour. But I really appreciate you all for listening. Please take care of yourselves. You need to be here for yourself. You need to show up every day for your life, for your own self, and also be here for BTS, because they need us and we need them. All right, take care. I'll see you next time. Bye.